This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is, yes, technically still April, but a warming planet seems not to care what the calendar says. We are already well into wildfire season in some parts of the Southwest in this country. Communities in northern New Mexico and central Arizona are under evacuation orders decidedly earlier than the traditional June to October fire window. Between climate change and the mega drought we're having out here, the risk now is basically year-round. So what to do you suppose, when the fuel for fires seems basically infinite, but the resources with which to fight them are decidedly finite? Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The Calf Canyon Hermit's Peak fire has burned more than 54,000 acres in northern New Mexico, including outside the small city of Las Vegas.
It's awful. It's like a bad dream that doesn't stop.
Mayor Luis Trujillo says homes, cattle ranches, and businesses have been destroyed.
Financially, for our community, I'm sure it's going to hurt.
One problem as the fire season expands, our federal wildland firefighting system is understaffed. Michael Wara is with Stanford's Climate and Energy Policy Program.
It doesn't pay people a lot of money, and then asks people during the fire season to spend 14 days on, 2 days off, fighting fires all over the country.
Making the job more attractive would take a massive federal investment.
But I think we're going to have to pay, right? Like, it's just, we're going to have to come up with the money.
And fire suppression is just a small part of the equation, says Kamiko Barrett with Headwater Economics. She says most recovery costs are borne at the local level.
Local homeowners, businesses, municipal government.
She says local governments can get out ahead of those costs by retrofitting buildings and infrastructure for fire resilience. But that won't come cheap either.
There is a role for both state and federal government to be able to offset the costs for these mitigation measures.
She says cities like Las Vegas, New Mexico should tap into funding from the federal infrastructure bill as they rebuild. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.